Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And Lasker
is in a whole nother seat. Oh, again. Here we go again.
Hold on. Let me get this song all situated here.
I'm kind of like too hot on this mic, ain't I?
Well, the mic is a little bit hotter in general.
Why? Oh, because I'm in a different seat that I don't even know about.
No.
So I got to adjust all these little things to make me fit.
Oh,
so,
stop complaining, old man.
So.
Oh, this is really going to work out good for you, huh? Huh?
Who, me or her?
Her.
So, Lasker, listen.
Start now.
We start the show before the show even starts.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I quit. This is my last day. I have to move seats and this and that. And I'm like, Don't you realize that you have to have a certain mindset to be on the air, and when you guys just throw me curveball after curveball, like it's
have to have a certain mindset to be here anyway.
Thank you, Bubba Light.
So when we're sitting
1500 bits.
She's doing what, if Tuttle was here, he would be doing that. She knows the threshold is 1,000 bits. She knows how to do it.
She knows just how to step on the guy that was talking. Let's go with that.
Is that not, I think Blitz would even confirm that that's what happens. We have a rule that big bits get interrupted.
Yeah, but we usually wait till someone's done talking.
There we go.
Okay. All right, everybody.
This is radio.
Don't want to miss out on it, you know.
So Gene, you tell me, because we start the show with, I quit. It's my last show. So that's what I have going
Everything's changing too much. Nothing's the same.
Oh, you know
more.
What? Then I'll tell you what. Let's just go back to nothing. How about that? How about everybody, we just don't make any changes, and we just do the same thing, and maybe we'll have the same goddamn result. Everybody wants to be critics around here. Then you guys figure out what the next step would be.
Change is hard. I get it.
So, like, if everybody's a critic and you don't like the changes I'm making, well, then you tell me what we can do that's going to make it better.
I don't know to make it better, but you're not making it better.
Well, what would you do, Gene?
Enlighten us.
I would, in turn, the same way that you always did, and make people work outside to learn how to get inside, not just throw them inside. For the people that work so hard to get inside.
So who should I have inside then, Gene?
Well, whoever you're the next person that you want inside, it could be her, but you're just throwing her in there and then throwing her in his main seat and main pictures and main everything, and she ain't mained nothing.
She's not?
She ain't mained anything.
Well, Gene, that seat is whoever was going to be the next co-host was going to sit in that seat, because
put somebody in here thinking that they're going to be here forever.
Are you going to listen to me?
I'm listening.
The next person that sits in that seat, whomever it would be, was going to be in that seat, because chronologically, when I turn my mics on, it's easier to turn them on left to right. My mic, mic two, mic three, mic four, Blitz's mic. So just logistically, whoever is going to be here next is going to sit in that seat. And if she's going to be here 5 days a week and you're going to be here 1 day a week, then it's easier for me to put her in there for the 5 days in a row that I have to always have that pot up, then have to put one over here and skip two. Does that make any sense? Probably not.
Probably not.
Such
just
mean.
Just a button.
So mean today.
Why are you so mean today, Gene?
I'm just who I am.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed, I guess.
No, I didn't. Thank you very much.
So, like, is like everybody just want to sabotage Janessa? Is that what everybody wants to do?
It's all right. I'll take it as a compliment.
I applaud that she has the strength to even deal with this nonsense. Like, this isn't what I thought or how I thought it was going to be. I didn't think that people would on my own team would be rude to who I think should be in that seat.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well,
We just get kicked to the curb, and we've been here for how many years?
Gene, you've been my friend for 20-plus years.
What does that got to do with me being on the radio?
And
let's get with that part.
Gene, stop with your ego right now.
It really is. It's the time you got put in. It's the time that you've done here.
Come on, Gene.
Okay?
Gene.
Let's just go on with the show.
No, you're the one that opened it up and said that you... We'll walk out then. Like, I don't know what you're... Like, what's your problem?
Well, there he goes.
That you know, that's just... And anybody else in this building, walk out as well. If you're not going to be fair, and you're just going to sabotage... And you're just going to...
It was empty.
And you're going to sabotage me, because everybody's like, oh, you know, Bubba is romantically involved with Janessa, and, you know... I'm not, but what if I was? Does it matter who I elect to put in there?
It shouldn't.
It's just like, but Gene's my friend for 23 years, but that doesn't give you, I mean, it's like everybody thinks they're doing me a favor by working for me.
He must be a little sexually frustrated.
No, I'm sure he's not. It's just like, and I try to be understanding with regards to Tuttle. And having to see his parents, you know, having to have every other Friday off, I think that hurts the show. So if everybody is not interested in making what I think the show is better, then I don't think that you should be with the show.
If you got a good idea, bring it.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
This is absolutely ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous that people are trying to sabotage my show. It's like I'm almost having a panic attack, which are real, by the way.
They're being selfish.
I just like, Manson quit. I didn't fire him. Manson quit. Who am I supposed to put in there? Shannon Burke can't get in there because he's the new afternoon drive guy on a new radio station that got announced yesterday. Or Shannon would be in there. So with the options that I have, I've been told by a lot of radio people, you need to infuse a female into your show. That's something that I think your show's been missing from people that know radio and know me and know my career. And so, I mean, after all, it's still my show.
People get stuck in their ways, you know? What are you going to do?
And so I listen to those people, and I try to find a female. Well, you really can't find one that's been in radio, because that's not radio women. And I've known this woman for 11 years. I have a great dynamic with her. She's been on the radio a lot with me on the Sirius XM days. And she was my choice. And I had a conversation with Gene about this on Tuesday. I said, I just want to let you know, when Janessa, I'll show you the text exchange. Because I didn't want him to be able to say, well, you didn't tell me. Right. I told him on Tuesday or Wednesday, I have Janessa here on Friday. Out of respect to your wife,
right,
I'd like you to know that I'm going to have a female co-host. And no problem. Whatever you think. Whatever you think's good.
Hey. He's in a bad mood today. Tomorrow will be different.
No, you don't know him. He's completely impossible. Like that was an absolute impossible, ridiculous outburst that you don't put your friend in. Does he think this isn't a job? Does he think that I'm just back here trying to, you know, make people happy and make people, you know, like me? This is a job. It's a business.
It's a big change for him too. So people deal with it in different ways, you know.
What, Gene had to change his chair? And you're in here? Like, first of all, he's only, Gene is, I put him in on Fridays. Like, he can't work. It's a friendship deal. He comes in, he does good on the radio. But, I mean, would Gene Lasker be on any other radio show in America?
Probably not.
Would Gene Lasker be on any terrestrial radio? Is anybody in Tampa? Is Calta or anybody? I mean, is anybody going to put Gene Lasker on? So it's been a double-edged sword. I mean, Gene's funny, but the show gives him the forum to be funny. Like, nobody wants to, I don't know.
People like to poop on stuff, but then they don't bring good ideas to the table.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna take a break now because I'm a little bit, like, and this is 200. And I saw it coming. I texted Blitz before it happened. I said, Lasker's is going to cause a scene. I texted it before the show start.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
200. I know it'd be interesting to see what you guys think. 81390 Bubba or chat will be, hot mics will be Janessa. She'll be doing the bits for the hot mics because Tuttle isn't here. And the other thing is, Tuttle, I love you to death. I know your parents are getting older, but I think you need to be here on Fridays as well. Are your headphones still cutting out?
Nope, they're good now.
They're a little perfect. Better.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A little better?
Yes.
Friday, August 23rd, the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. New co-host today. Forever, hopefully. Well, you never know. Hasn't started out so good.
It's okay.
Janessa. And in full honesty or full disclosure, I want everybody to know that when I was talking to Janessa last night about Gene, I told her, Bubba Light 2000, thank you. I told her, don't back down from Gene. He's like a pit bull. He's going to come at you and just be a strong woman and have a comeback. Don't sit there and take it from anybody at the BRN. That's the dynamic we want her to have.
Right, right. And I just, you know, I would oak his balls first thing and whatever. It is what it is. He got a little upset about it.
And so I told her that's the mantra that I want her to have with everybody. Like, don't be, just be the strong. That's the way she is. She's a smart ass. Like, I don't know that I can have an unsmart ass person over there. You think Amanda would have acted any differently?
Probably not.
If Gene started in on her? I don't think so. So let me say that I told her last night to not back down. That's what's going to be the best radio. I didn't think that a friend of mine would put me in a position that he did. I had my notes written down here. Welcome Janessa and Gene as the new dynamic. And then to announce our new radio station that we start in Orlando September 4th. That's what my notes were, to be very positive and to a new beginning. The show has got a new little wrinkle to it. And based on, you know, what I think the show needs and people that I respect.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Spectrum Radio have told me the show needs, and everybody's just being a dick about it. Just like, you know what, Bubba, we like you to have a girl, but not that one. Oh, not that one. Oh, that one sucks. Oh, that one sucks too. Oh, that one interrupted Gene. I know what, Gene. I feel for Gene. Really? Is that what? Seriously? Really? Man. 81390 Bubba, I'll read chat as well. I just don't. It's like you guys want me to fail. Like, you want to drive me insane. Like, that's what this game is, to drive me insane.
I think just a small percentage, but I didn't expect that behavior from him. Especially being your friends.
Like, and I talked to him about it. Bill out of Lake City. Go ahead.
Hey, Bubba, how you doing? This is Bill, father and son trucking. I called you a couple weeks ago. Remember me?
Yes, I do, buddy.
You were calling me Pecker19. That's my new CB handle.
Pecker19. Pecker19. I'm sorry I'm not in a real good mood right now. I'm really pissed off. I really am. In fact, I've had to. I talked to Blitz and the Brit. I'm ready to throw a best of on and go home.
No, really.
Like, you guys don't understand. Like, I have to be in a certain positive mindset to be able to do this show. It's just like that threw me such a curveball that I'm so pissed off right now that I'm afraid I'm going to say stupid stuff.
Hey, but me and my son, we've been looking forward to this day all week because we're for the Janessa thing. So how you doing, Janessa?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. And, yeah, we've been looking forward to hearing you all week. So please, Bubba, don't go off the air today, man. Don't go off the air today.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get why people won't give her a chance and why she's already so polarizing. And why they don't think that this could help us, mainstreaming us out and putting a girl in with us that's attractive and cute and smart and funny and snappy and won't just sit there and lay down and we'll talk back.
Well, the thing is, I think they're jealous that they're going to be cut out a little bit. That's what it is.
I think it's exactly what it is. And it's just like ridiculous. Like Lasker goes, well, the next guy, well, who am I supposed to put Caveman in there? Like, and I'm not nothing against Caveman, but Caveman's not a co-host.
And the other person I was thinking about, and I like Tuttle, but I was thinking he's going to get a little jealous too because he's going to get less mic time. I was thinking, but I like him, so I'm not putting him down.
It's hard. I think that Tuttle's going to probably end up quitting because I'm going to ask him to come in an extra day because I need Tuttle's dynamic in here on Friday so the show can be its best it can be for 5 days instead of four. And I'm sure I'm going to get a ration of crap about that too as well.
Hey, but things are looking up for you. Like,
oh, yeah, they're looking great, buddy. They're looking great. Third shift rich, 1,000. You missed that one, J-Dog.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. 1,000's the threshold on here. Hey, and if Tuttle was here, Tuttle could be helping her, but Tuttle's taking Fridays off, and I thought that wouldn't be a big deal, but now it's kind of a bigger deal than it really was.
I didn't want to interrupt you. Gene scared me a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, we're ordering our Bubba the Army.
You can interrupt me. I'm not like Gene. What's that, buddy?
Hey, we're going to order our Bubba the Army shirts today, so like we fully support you, and we look forward to every morning listening to you. That's all we wanted to say.
Well, thank you, buddy, and thank you for the thumbs up for Janessa deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My balls hurt, so I. Cincinnati.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey,
my opinion on this is Gene does this every time. He did the same thing when Tuttle moved in there on the first Friday.
You're right.
I think it'll be okay. You make the right decisions. I wanted Amanda, but shoot, it wasn't my choice. It was yours. And whoever you sit best with.
All right. Well, thank you. My balls hurt.
Hey.
I made my choice. Dave, hello.
Yes. Hey, in my mind, you're a radio genius, so your decision that you're building, I agree with it.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Do I go into No, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
Longwood, hello.
What up, guys? Look, Bubba, it's your show. You're doing a great job on pulling the nose up. Everybody just needs to burn a timeout, relax, and let her get her wheels on her. People just need to chill out, man. Big things are happening for you. I see it. Everybody sees it. Just burn a timeout, Bubba Army, and let her do her thing.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. So to recap what happened, a lot of people don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Is that we started the show, and I'm sure K-Man will probably have it for me, here. After we break, and they can chop it up, and I'll replay it throughout the day because this is kind of the mood of the show. And Blitz, do you not agree? Like, this isn't the I got Shane and John and Lynn Shackelford. They all listen to the show and watch the show every day. And both of them are new bosses, by the way, in Orlando. Both of them watching probably as we speak, and they're like, hey, we're interested, to see the new dynamic and what happened. And we automatically completely sabotage ourselves.
Yeah, we definitely should have had Tuttle here.
And we should have had Tuttle here. And Tuttle would have helped. I don't know if he would have made it. Well, I will tell you this. Janessa forgot that he wasn't going to be here, and she was going to slap a $10 bill down and say, I want to be part of the Tuttle Union. That was her shtick she was going to do today.
But I wonder what he would do if I was part of the team,
Oh, he's like a bulldog.
So,
he would stick up for you tooth and nail.
You think so?
I don't. Blitz, I don't think Lasker's part of the Teamsters, is he?
Oh, he's not?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, where is he?
So you would have had a Teamster, you know. But you're not, well.
Can't be this until next month anyway.
Well, no, technically, nope. I think Donkey Teeth prepaid her one if she wanted to take it. I don't think there is any bylaws right. as to if you, whether you, you know, if she said no, maybe she really meant, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, so in that case, Gene was prepaid for, too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
oh,
then you Iggy paid for him.
Then you got a Teamsters versus a Teamsters.
Oh, boy.
Kind of deal.
I wonder how Toto would handle
this. We don't have to worry about it because neither one are here.
That's true.
Neither one of them are here. So I just don't understand. I'm trying to do the best I can.
You know what I feel? I feel like he, like, not purposely, but, like, subconsciously wanted to throw us off, especially me, because this is my first day. So threw me off from the beginning.
Is that what you think?
I just feel like that's what it is. Like, just kind of wanting to sabotage.
And
not even on purpose, but like subconsciously.
You mean like as a rib kind of deal? Like just to kind of get the show going? Or do you think that he just wants completely off the show?
Yeah, to make me look, but like just, you know, she sucks kind of thing.
So like to make, try to, like he knows he was done and to go out in a blaze of glory and try to make the fans hate you.
Right. Mm. And take over the show for today.
Jerry the Jobber, hello.
Hey, Bob.
And he has. He's. I mean, that now this topic
exactly
is going to be the black cloud.
It's exactly what he wanted.
Go ahead, Jerry the Jobber.
Yeah, it didn't take her long to screw the show up. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Anything else you got?
It's like a heavy metal band hiring a woman to sing Cookie Monster. It don't go together.
Yeah. Don't need a woman in here. I mean, we've done it so well, all of us together, you know, and all my team still together and everything. I don't need her. Don't need nothing. Because you know what? As a matter of fact, how about we not even do this damn thing? How about I just, you know, file unemployment, live with my mom? I'd have a hell of a lot less stress. I would. Ken, hello.
Hey, Bubba. I support what you're doing 100%. I mean, Janessa's incredible. I mean, and then when it comes to Tuttle, he's got to be there 5 days a week. If he wants to leave and, you know, leave early on the 5th, on Friday, he can, but you're doing exactly what you need to be doing.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you.
He wants to.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Is that your name?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Victoria.
I just wanted to call in and say y'all are doing great. The show for me, despite the fact Manson leaving and everything else, y'all are still doing great, and haters are always going to throw shade, so y'all just keep on shining.
Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
And to my girl, hell yeah, I've been waiting all week for you to get on here. Screw everybody else and what they're saying. You're doing great.
That's it, girls. Throw them up.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Bring back 90s radio, 1,000. And it's change. It is a different, it's a different dynamic yes. than we've had.
Yes.
But I think it's a positive change.
Right.
I swear to God, if we lose our Orlando station over this, I will never forgive Gene or anybody that did this. I don't know that I'm not going to quit.
I just feel like the people closest to you keep doing this.
Yeah. Crap. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm all in for Janessa. I'm tired of the sausage fest on male talk radio all day, every day. Man. It's nice to hear a woman's voice. It take a little while to settle in, but
thank you
guys to get over it. It's ridiculous.
Thank you, buddy.